Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to the official Ugly Betty podcast on ABC.com. Today, Becky Newton and Michael Urie are joined by a super special guest. A couple of hints. She had a breakout starring role in a movie based on a Broadway musical that was based on a movie. And her name rhymes with Flicky Flonsky. Still not sure? Then stay tuned. Becky and Michael will also preview the next two episodes, Bad Amanda, airing Thursday, December 4th at 8 p.m., and Dressed for Success, in which our special guest makes a special appearance. And now, Becky Newton and Michael Urie.
Bling, 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 bling. Bling, 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 bling. Hello!
Hello!
I'm Becky Newton.
And I'm Michael Urie.
This is the official Ugly Betty podcast.
On ABC.com.
How's it going, everyone?
I think it's going really well. Oh, by everyone, did you mean
everyone but me? I meant them, but
that's so cool.
How are you, Becky?
You know, I'm good. And
tell us why.
I'm really good because we have a special guest here who was conducting our Blank Blanks because of her amazing musical background. She doesn't even know that's what she was doing. I'm just informing her.
She doesn't even know that she has an amazing musical background.
I think she can't not know at this point. We have a very special guest.
Should we give them a hint?
I don't even know where to begin with this.
Well, let's give our listeners a few hints, and then we'll take calls and see if they can guess.
That's a good idea.
The first hint is...
In the form of blank blanks.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to sing a song that's a hint.
Okay.
Blink, 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 blink.
Okay, there's one hint.
Okay, now you go.
Okay, another hint is this.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're doing hairspray.
It's like a can of hairspray.
I thought you were telling me to be quiet again.
That's quiet. You're right.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah. And the third hint is it's... the name of this person rhymes with Bicky Nlonsky.
How about Flicky Flonsky?
Flicky Flonsky.
No!
It's Flicky Flonsky! The one and only Nikki Blonsky is sitting here with us.
And she's terrified of both of us right
now. She doesn't know what the hell
she's
going
like,
on.
What did I sign up for? Who tricked me into this?
Hi! How's it going?
It's good.
You look so pretty.
Oh, thank you.
Those of you, I saw Nikki a week ago at her table read with about 10 inches more hair.
Yes.
And it's newly shorn and looks perfectly fabulous and shiny and amazing.
Thank you very much.
And there's a pink streak.
There is.
Do you like the pink streak?
I love it. It's not permanent. No,
it's just a piece.
It's just a piece.
It's pretty
for the
cool.
show.
I like to call it my
evil streak.
Ooh,
evil pink streak.
Did I hear that you're from Connecticut?
No, I'm from New York.
Then I didn't hear that at all. You know what? I'm from Connecticut.
Yes.
That's where I got that.
But
okay.
We're both on the same
coast.
Country.
Northeast. Both
okay.
blue states.
Why did I think you were from Connecticut? I don't know why. I don't know why. I think everyone's from Connecticut.
New York is near
you're from Connecticut, right, Michael?
Texas.
Oh, right. Okay, that's it.
What part of New York are you from?
Long Island.
Long Island.
Ooh, yes, where we have coffee and we talk.
No, I'm kidding. So we should talk a little bit before we get into the Nikki Blonsky factor.
Right.
We should talk a little bit about last week's episode,
which was When Betty Met Yeti.
Yes, episode 309. When Betty met Yeti.
Amazing.
It was a great episode.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Blonsky, you probably don't know anything about it.
No, this is not true.
What?
You do know about it?
I watch Ugly Betty.
But you have
what?
Have you seen this episode yet?
No,
not this yet episode. But
that's what I'm talking about.
Even though it already aired.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, everyone's seen it.
I was working
here
last week.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Basically, Betty and Mark compete to get into Yeti, which is the young
editors training
initiative.
I don't know. Young Editors Training Initiative, and they both have to create a magazine, mm-hmm. and, you know, chaos ensues.
Yeah. And hilarity.
Hilarity, as always.
Betty gets in after only working on it for 2 days. Mark does not get in after working on it for months and months and months. Turns out, she got in because of the ethnic factor.
Wow.
Yes.
Betty's ethnic?
Turns out.
Oh.
It was awkward. It was unfortunate.
Right.
Mark was a little rude to her.
Well, you know what? Mark had every right to be a little upset because he worked so hard.
He did. He worked so hard, and then he got knocked out.
But then in the end, they both get
in the end. They both yes. In the end, it all works out, and it's glorious. I think the most important part of Mark getting into Yeti was Amanda.
I think that Amanda had, per use, everything to do with Mark's success.
Yeah, about 100%. About 100%, yeah.
I remember when we were filming that episode in every single scene, I just had to follow you around. I do that anyway. So yes. This was like not even a day at work.
Right.
Like I didn't even have to talk. I just followed you like I always do.
Like life.
Like life. But exactly. I really enjoyed that.
We had the lovely and talented Badgley and Mishka on the show.
Amazing. Amazing.
Weren't they terrific?
They were just.
They were really sweet. But enough about that.
Enough about that episode. Wait, so Mark and Betty get in.
Is there more?
Oh, you know what else happened? Wilhelmina almost seduced Connor, but then he wouldn't cheat on Molly.
Oh.
Whatevs. Whatever, he will. Maybe, I don't know.
He could. It's possible.
Maybe not in the show, though.
Maybe, you know. Like,
and then Justin has this new friend, Randy, which this was actually really sad. Justin has this new friend, Randy, who is a jock and, you know, one of those football dudes. And he got teased by hanging out with Justin, and he completely turns on him.
Has that ever happened to you, Nikki?
Has someone ever turned on you?
Have you ever had a friend?
You're much closer to high school than... We're just old geezers, so it's been like 90 years since we've been in high school.
I mean, Becky, especially. But you just had a birthday.
I did.
Maybe we should just do a little bit of blink, blink, happy birthday. Blink, 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 blink.
That's enough. Yeah, that's enough.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
20 years old. Which means you were in high school 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Were you in high school when you got hairspray?
No, I actually...
Was it your graduation present?
It kind of was. I got it the day before my senior prom.
No!
Yeah.
Well, then did you ever... Actually, this question applies. Were people ever jealous? Or did people ever get a little...
Yes.
You don't have to name names.
I really just... It's kind of sad because people always tell you, oh, don't change. And then everybody changes towards you.
Oh.
So I did experience that.
That's gotta be hard.
Yeah.
But your real friends and your family and things like that, they say you haven't changed a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the same
little weird person I always was.
Yeah. Well, those idiots that change toward you, whatever. Whatevs. They're not sitting here at our podcast.
No, certainly
okay?
not.
You know, yeah, so how far have they gone?
But what was prom like?
Oh my god, prom was
insanity. Did everyone know already?
I had to break the news to them, and
you were so the queen of the prom.
What, like in front of everyone at prom?
Yeah.
They were like, never mind homecoming king and queen, or prom king, whatever. Sorry, got my dances confused. But did they, like, make the announcement?
Well, no. They made it, but I had to make it first, and I had to make it to, like, all my theater friends, which was, like... Because they kept hinting to me, like, hey, we saw an audition online for Hairspray the movie, and you should go. And I'm like... Oh my god, I had no idea they were making a movie, like, because I didn't want to tell them.
That you've already gotten the part.
That I had already auditioned. No, I didn't know that.
Oh, and that gets weird, because they're like, why didn't you tell us?
Why didn't you tell us? And then, well, I also, because if I didn't get it, I didn't want to have to explain why.
I hear that.
You know, so I was just keeping quiet, and then when I got it, I was like, oh my god, I have to tell them all. And so it was like, theater kids, it was like the biggest thing in the world to them.
Of course,
so,
it's the biggest thing in the world, period.
For you?
They were! Most of them.
That's a lot when you're in high school.
Was it a pretty, like, cool theater program? Like a big, important
theater? That was awesome.
Yeah, you did, like, shows and
stuff. We had improv troupe. We had a lot of stuff. We did a musical.
What shows were you in high school?
I was in Kiss Me, Kate. I was in Carmen, the opera.
Carmen?
Wow.
You were in
Carmen? Do you have an opera background?
I played Carmen.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know I could sing opera until I auditioned for Carmen.
Oh, see, I don't have those kind of random discoveries about myself. I'm like, oh, my God, I can do opera. Normally it's the opposite. Normally it's like, oh, wait, I can't do that. But anyway, for you, that's great.
No, I just have a tendency of stepping into things and then going, oh, I really have to do this now.
And then you're like able, you open your mouth and opera.
Yeah, right.
People don't know that about me,
that
though.
You can sing opera?
No.
Now they do.
Now they do.
Dozens of people now know. What about dancing? Because you dance like crazy in Hairspray.
I never danced a day in my life before Hairspray.
What?
I swear on my life. I never danced a day in my life.
You're a mover.
You should see her. She's dancing right now.
Woo! So what's his name? Taught you everything?
Adam
Shankman. Adam Shankman.
Yes.
Shankman's a genius.
He is a genius.
He's a totes gene.
Totes gene.
Totes gene. That's Shank.
Mm-hmm. That movie, I mean, he choreographed and directed the whole thing.
That's incredible.
He is that movie. I mean, he's like,
I'm going to say you're the movie. Let's face it, so, you're the movie. Come on now. Thank you.
But Shankman was pretty, he's a really amazing director.
Yeah. He did everything. I'm surprised he didn't do craft services as well.
Wow. He might have.
And that's so rare. I mean, it almost never happens that a director is also the choreographer, especially in movies where there's so much to do.
Well, he had four assistants, and I was assigned...
Four assistants?
Yeah, I was assigned one guy, Zach Woodley. Woo!
Yeah,
all right, Zach.
Hey, Zach.
Good work.
Oh, my God, wait. I think we have a caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's Zach.
Oh, my God, Zach. We were just talking about you. Are you listening to our podcast?
I am, and I just... Hey, Nikki.
Hey, Zach.
How's it going?
Good.
You been dancing?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Bye, Zach.
We lost him. That was so nice. It happens all the time.
There was so much to hear his voice.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. So before we get back to Nikki, our new favorite guest, we have an upcoming episode called Bad Amanda.
Bad Amanda.
Yes. And
Now, this is also not the episode that Nikki's
no,
on.
No. But we'll get back to that in a second. But
in Bad Amanda,
Amanda's bad.
Amanda is basically bad.
Yeah, Amanda's bad, and she and Betty have to team up, and, you know, they have to write an article together, actually.
Right. Amanda bad? Because she's doing things... She's a bad roommate.
Well, she's a bad roommate already, and then they have to team up on an article. Daniel assigns an article called How I Blew 10 Grand Without Actually Spending a Dime. And we actually see Betty and Amanda not only live together, but have to actually work together. Amanda doesn't know what... work is.
Right.
So Betty gets a little bit annoyed and, you know, everything somehow maybe works out at the end, but we don't really know.
But it's going to be a rocky relationship for the two of them.
Well, it's they're not alike. Nikki is going to be in an episode called Dress for Success. Tell us about this character that you're playing, because I have a feeling it's a little bit of a departure for you.
It's a big departure for me.
I don't know how much we can give away about the character, but...
Can you relate to this character?
Yes, do you relate to the character?
In some ways, maybe.
If you called your theater friends in high school and said, guess what, I'm playing this character on Ugly Betty, would they say, that's weird? Or would they say, that's a perfect part for you?
They would say, really?
Love that. Because when I told everyone I was playing Amanda, they're like, it's perfect. And I was like, what does that mean?
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
When I told people that I was playing Mark on Ugly Betty, they said, who is this?
What about her style? Because already we've commented you have this amazing pink stripe and you're funky. I'm sensing this character's a little funky.
Yes. Yes, that's a good word to describe her.
Your shoelaces
match
your
pink stripe.
You have the cutest little feet in the whole world.
You're so cute.
Our feet are a fourth of the size of mine.
Yeah,
did you steal your feet from like a lawn gnome? Like, they're so tiny.
I stole basically my whole body from
them. I love it. Character, funky style.
Yeah.
Have you had your fitting with Pat Fields yet?
Yes, I had my fitting. It was very exciting.
She's crazy, right?
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. And the outfits are awesome.
And totally different
for me.
I kind of had a scene with you the other night.
Oh, you guys already worked together?
Kind of, yes.
I don't get to work with her. Not yet, anyway.
Not yet. Maybe in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That
would be fun.
What's the name of that character? Terry, right?
Terry O'Shaughnessy.
Could Terry O'Shaughnessy make another appearance?
I'm very Irish in the show.
Yeah. Wait, could Terry O'Shaughnessy come back?
I would love for Terry O'Shaughnessy to come back.
I think it's possible. Let's just say she doesn't die.
Wow.
At the end of the episode.
Does she fly away to another country?
No.
What other ways do people...
Leave the show.
I'm just trying to figure out.
No, I think it's very possible that she could come back. Now, you said earlier that you've watched the show.
Mm-hmm.
Ugly Betty.
Yes.
Let's ask her some questions.
Let's quiz you on...
What was the name of Betty's boyfriend all last year?
Gio.
Henry. But also Gio.
Wait,
so
was
you know
he Gio in the game? Because I saw the episode Gio's back.
It was a trick question. What?
And I saw the whole episode with the cheese. Yeah. Gio's cheese.
What is the original gender of Daniel Meade's sibling?
He's really a man.
Was a man.
Was a man.
But I said original gender.
I'll allow it.
Now is a woman.
I'll allow it.
Very beautiful woman.
Yes.
What happened to Daniel's father?
And what song was featured right before he kicked the old bucket?
And what length of lens did
they use on the camera? Okay, bye. She watches. We'll give her a break. Tell us what's coming up next.
One more.
Dizzy's brewing on it.
Who is your favorite character on the show?
And by character, we mean characters.
Or
right.
Yes.
We mean comedic duo.
Who's the most attractive man on the show?
Michael Yuri.
Yay! Finally, you guys. She's on the board.
Yay!
No, you guys both make me laugh so much.
That's right.
I laugh.
Were you in high school when the show first came on? I don't know.
When you were born, could I vote yet? That's what I want to know. We want to know what's next for you. We're hoping it's more Ugly Betty, because it would be fun.
I would die and be so happy if it was more Ugly Betty. I don't know.
Hairspray 2?
There have been talks about Hairspray 2.
Are you living on this coast now?
I am in New York area.
No LA.
Have you ever lived in LA?
I go back and forth, but I've always lived in New York.
We saw you at the SAG Awards.
Yes. Those were very fun.
Which was very fun.
That was last year.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That was. Yeah.
I was so excited to see all you guys. Like, you guys all walked out. I was like, I was so excited.
It's funny how quickly time goes by. I'm sure that happens to you all the time with so much that has happened for you.
Golden Globe nomination?
That was nuts. That was so crazy.
That was this past year. When they canceled the Golden Globes.
That's
lame.
But you didn't get to go.
Oh, well, I got to go to the SAG Awards.
Yeah, but you should be able to go to this year's Golden Globes anyway.
Yeah.
Like, present
or something.
Yeah. Come on now. Whatever.
You'll be nominated again for Hairspray 2.
Hairspray 2, I don't know.
You'll get nominated again.
That'd be amazing, but I don't know. I just hope they make a Hairspray 2.
That's crazy. I think that's unprecedented. A sequel of a musical that's based on a Broadway musical that's based on a movie.
Hello, Grease 2.
Well, you
Touché.
Know...
Touché.
Thank you very much. Yep. I love that. Did you see Michelle Pfeiffer in Grease
2? Yes, I did.
She was amazing.
Michelle Pfeiffer in Hairspray 2, maybe.
Oh my God, you're right.
Yes.
She's the connection.
She'd have to be in it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody would have to come back. What else? You just made a movie with my friend Scott.
I did make a movie with your friend Scott Mechlowitz.
Scott Mechlowitz, who I went to high school with.
Yes. It's called Waiting for Forever.
Cool.
It's directed by James Keach.
Sounds long.
Yeah.
it's quite long. No, it's a really fun film. It's actually a drama.
Oh.
Wow.
And Scott Mechlowitz literally genuinely made me cry during one of his scenes because he's such a convincing actor.
Wow.
So love out to Scott.
Love out to Scott.
I was married in the movie.
Whoa.
Yeah, I had to wear an engagement ring and a wedding ring.
And that's exciting stuff.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Who
I was excited for a week.
Yeah.
I was married to a guy named Nelson Franklin. He plays my husband.
He sounds smart.
He's been on The Office. And he's like 6'5" and I'm 4'10". So we went together well.
Match made in heaven.
Yeah. That's and I had a 3-year-old. So it was, it was quite the endeavor, this film.
Do you still live at home, like with your folks?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Did you take the 3-year-old from the film home with you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, they don't let you keep like props like that?
No. He unfortunately was not something I could take
home.
Oh, that's too bad. Can we ask you a question?
Yeah.
About someone else who's on the guest cast list?
Yes.
For the episode that you're in?
Mm-hmm.
And how excited we are that she...
Bernadette Peters! Do you worship her like I do? Because
I do.
We kind of worship her. And she was at our table read.
Well, I know. Yeah, like, come on. Crazy? I met Bernadette originally at the Hairspray premiere. And that night was like crazy. I mean, it was New York. It was... Hairspray, which was originally on Broadway. I mean, so like everybody was there.
Yeah.
And Liza Minnelli was there.
Oh,
I almost died.
I would have died.
And then Bernadette Peters, and then I did die, and now I'm back.
And now you're back.
I'm back. Thank the Lord.
But she's so nice, and she was just so sweet and so welcoming because she's like a musical goddess.
Yeah.
You know?
She's the first lady of the American theater.
Yeah. So.
And she's in unbelievable shape.
She's gorgeous.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm like, I want to look like her when I
want to look like her now. Like, I really do.
I do, too. But she's really cool, and then I met her again. We did an award show together, and so.
And now you're
really
like, stop
cool.
following me, Bernadette. So now, like, yeah. Seriously, Bernadette.
No, I'm so honored to share the screen with her, she's as amazing. I am to share it with you guys.
Wow.
Well, on that note, I think it's time.
Should we wrap
could
it up?
All day. I think we probably should.
Now, as is often the case with our special guests on the podcast. Mm-hmm. You heard us sing at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what that is? That's the opening little
sequence.
You know where the faces go at the beginning of the show and it says I'm
yes,
doing
yes,
it.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's the song. And right. We sing the blank blank. Will you sing it with us?
With us. You just have to like hum along. That's what I usually do. I just
But louder than us.
Right. Louder than us, and then we'll suddenly drop out. Okay, we'll count to three. Ready?
I'm
one,
so nervous.
Two, three.
Blink 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 blink. Blink, 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 blink,
blink, blink. She was actually on pitch. I just don't even know what that's like.
I didn't even know what a pitch was. This is the official Ugly Betty podcast.
Yay, with Michael Urie.
And Becky Newton.
And Nikki Blutsky.
Thanks, Becky and Michael. Meet Bad Amanda on Thursday, December 4th at 8 p.m. on ABC. Remember to check out the Ugly Betty show page on abc.com where you can watch and rewatch full episodes of the show. But here's the best part. The show page now features a link called Ask Becky and Michael, where you can submit your very own questions to our stars, and they will answer as many as they can in upcoming podcasts. Just go to abc.com/primetime/Ugly Betty. Thanks for listening, everyone. And remember, Thursdays on ABC are Ugly and Gray on Mars. Ugly Betty at 8, Grey's Anatomy at 9, and Life on Mars at 10 p.m.